I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Mexican city of Juarez would seem to have little to celebrate this holiday season. Drug cartels there have been battling among themselves and with police. The results include 3,000 homicides in Juarez so far this year. And yet, at least one neighborhood in Juarez is going to celebrate Christmas. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe filed a report on the planned festivities during her recent visit to the city. We'll hear that report in a moment. First, though, Monica, you're back home in El Paso, just across the border from Juarez. We've been hearing about this kind of drug-related violence for years. How much worse was it this year?
Well, actually, it's been 3 years since it's gotten extremely bad. And since 2008, the murder rate in the city of Juarez has gotten worse every year. And this year, 2010, it's doubled what it was in the first year. So we're looking at more than 3,000 deaths this year. And if you do the math, that comes out to roughly 8 people a day. But there, of course, have been days in Juarez where 12 or more people have been killed.
We know there are efforts to try and clean up the forces of law and order in Mexico. What's happening on that front?
Not very much. There is a huge judicial reform going on in the entire country, and it began in the state of Chihuahua, where Juarez is located. But not very much progress has been made. Few cases are brought to trial. Few investigations ever get to the courtroom. So they've got a long way to go. And just to demonstrate how bad it is, a week ago, a mother was killed in front of the governor's office in the state of Chihuahua while she was asking for justice for the murder of her daughter. And it was a really, really close-range killing. And her body ended up on the sidewalk in front of the governor's office. This was late at night, but it was still a very, very stark killing. And it has activists all over Mexico fearful, and they're considering it as a threat and feeling very unprotected, in that even asking for justice in Mexico puts them at risk.
Has the specter of this constant violence broken down the morale of people in Juarez?
Juarez has never seen violence like this since the Mexican Revolution. People have lost their loved ones, their mothers, their children, their fathers, their parents. And yes, I mean, this has really broken the morale of the people of Juarez. And yet thousands have fled the city to El Paso and to other parts of Mexico. But at the same time, this extreme violence is actually bringing people together, forcing people to come together and give each other strength and support. And in one neighborhood in particular, where at the beginning of the year, 15 people were massacred at a birthday party, most of them were teenagers. And they are just beginning to come together with the intention of losing their fear and taking back their neighborhood and taking back their streets.
Okay, reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso, Texas. Thanks very much for the background. Now let's hear your report from Juarez.
The last time I visited Villas de Salvarcar was during a funeral procession for 6 of the teenagers murdered January 31st at that birthday party. The weather was frigid and rainy. A caravan of gray hearses rolled across the wet pavement while soldiers stood guard and mothers sobbed. The Villas de Salvarcar I visited a few days ago was quite different. People were laughing. The aroma of tamales and hot chocolate stuck in the air. A group of children painted rainbows and smiling stick figures on tiny easels. Another group filed in a long line to get a chance at hitting a star-shaped piñata while chanting a song. The occasion was a first for Villas de Salvarcar. A group of neighbors, mostly families affected by the massacre, came together to organize a Mexican Christmas party, or posada, at an outdoor space. About 30 of them are trying to form a neighborhood association. The posada was meant as a fundraiser. 10 months ago, President Felipe Calderón promised the families a brand new park, which has been slow to arrive. But the families are trying to fulfill needs that go beyond swing sets and slides.
Perder el miedo de saber de que no todo es violencia.
This is all about losing our fear and proving that not everything is about violence, says Mother Minerva Lozano. She adds, it's important that we find moments when we can be happy. We must create spaces where our children won't be afraid to go outside. Blanca Estela Camargo is another mother who sells tamales for less than 50 cents. Nearby, a neighbor makes enchiladas by dipping tortillas into a pan of sizzling lard. Camargo wears large faux pearl earrings and red lipstick. Her son and nephew were killed in the January massacre. Despite a deep sadness in her eyes, Camargo speaks with strength in her voice.
Con llorar ahí en un sofá no vamos a ganar nada.
Crying alone on a couch is not going to do us any good, she says. We have to show the world that we can change our situation with our own positive actions.
Qué lindo tu cucu, tan bello tu cucu.
Julián Contreras is a tall, long-haired activist who lives in the neighborhood. During the posada, he gets goofy singing karaoke for the kids. Contreras used to teach literature at a middle school, but said he was fired for speaking out against the military presence in Juarez. We're trying to lead by example, says Contreras. Nowadays, he spends his time managing a modest community library. There, he hosts painting and literature workshops. Recently, four other community libraries opened in nearby neighborhoods. As the sun sets, a couple of dancers in flowing skirts sashay to folk music. Brisa Atsiri and her boyfriend, Edwin Garay, wait in line for candy bags. The teenage couple are survivors of the massacre. Edwin suffered 11 bullet wounds to his legs. He can still walk, thanks to 6 screws and a metal plate over his kneecaps.
Que nos dejen en paz. Sí, que no hagan eso.
We want peace, says Garay. We still can't go to the corner store and feel safe, he says. We don't want to live like this anymore. Julián Contreras, the activist, says the new park the president promised is a good use of tax dollars. It will be several blocks long and will likely be inaugurated in time for the 1-year anniversary of the massacre.
Pero no basta, porque a nosotros...
But it's not enough, Contreras says. The murders remain unsolved. That's the case for Villas de Salvarcar as much as it is for the rest of Juarez. We have a park, he says, but where's the justice? For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.